This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus, the birth of Chaya Simon. May her parents be zoicha to raise her to Torah, Chupa, and Maisim Tovim, Mitoich Harchova, Begashvis, and Ruchnias. It's also sponsored L'schus, the engagement of Alexander Sander Volshansky to Malcolm Mushka Stolik. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the Inyan of Simcha. It is written in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, one should serve Hashem with joy. The Rambam writes, the happiness a person should rejoice with when fulfilling mitzvahs and having avas Hashem is a great avoda. There is no greatness or honor other than celebrating before Hashem. The Rebbe explains that since the Yid is constantly serving Hashem in all he does, he should always be joyful. Chazal say that the Shekhinah does not rest on those who are sad, downhearted, or lightheaded. It only rests where the simcha of a mitzvah is present. When Elisha HaNavi became angry at Yehoram Melech Yisrael for his wicked ways, the spirit of Nevuah left him. Only after music was played before him did the spirit of Nevuah return. The Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya that the only way to be victorious over the Yetzer Hara is through zrizos from simcha, not tainted with worriness or sadness. This is comparable to two men wrestling. If one is downhearted and dejected, even if he is physically stronger, his opponent will easily overcome him and be victorious over him. The Rebbe writes in a letter that one of the Yetzer Hara's most effective tactics is to cause a person to feel sad and downhearted. He looks for an opportune time when one is tired and weary, and it is easy to pull him into a bad mood. Reb Shloime, a great chassid, once related to his fellow chassidim, late one night while learning, I suddenly felt the presence of someone sitting near me. Alarmed, I extinguished the candle and went to bed. The chassidim asked why he had done so, claiming that it may have been Eliyahu HaNavi. It wasn't, answered Reb Shloime. Eliyahu HaNavi is always happy, and this fellow was full of sadness, so I knew he must have come from Klipa. Walking around the marketplace, the Amoyra Rav Broika asked Eliyahu HaNavi if anyone who was there was meritorious of Olam Haba, and Eliyahu HaNavi answered in the negative. Soon, two brothers entered the marketplace, and Eliyahu HaNavi pointed to them, saying, "These will merit Olam Haba." Rav Broika approached them and asked them how they conduct themselves. "We are joyful people, and we make those who are sad happy. If we hear about an argument, we make peace using humor between those quarreling." At a Farbrengen, the Rebbe quoted the Tzadik Reb Shimon of Yerislav, one of the Talmidim of the Chizo of Lublin, regarding the Pasuk, "Oz Yomru Vagoyim Higdel Hashem Lasoy Simeila." "Oz Yomru Vagoyim" means when Mashiach comes, the Goyim will ask us, "Higdil Hashem Lasoy Simeila, with what have you merited such great miracles?" And we will answer them, "Hayinu Smeichim," in the merit of our Simcha. The Rebbe explained that Yidden should rejoice out of trust that Hashem will bring Mashiach soon. This will then kaviyachol hasten Hashem in sending Mashiach. Crossing over a bridge in Danzig, the holy tzaddik of Simcha Bunim of Pshischa saw a man struggling in the waters below. Seeing no way of saving the Yid, he called out to him, "Send regards to the Livyason." At that moment, Hashem came to the man's aid, and he managed to catch onto a plank and save himself. Reb Simcha Bunim explained that due to the man's broken spirit, he could not be helped. But when I made a comment that slightly gladdened him, he was able to save himself with the power of Simcha. The Mittler Rebbe's Kapelia would include two groups of chassidim, musicians and horse riders, who would enliven joyous occasions. The Rebbe's son Nachum was one of the horse riders. One ordinary day, the Rebbe called for a performance and stood by his window to watch. Suddenly, Reb Nachum was flung from his horse and was badly hurt, but surprisingly, the Rebbe motioned that the performance continue. Meanwhile, a doctor was called, and after inspecting Reb Nachum, he concluded he has only broken his leg. Later on, some chassidim asked the Mittler Rebbe why he had ordered that the performance continue despite the accident. "Why don't you ask the reason for calling for a performance on a regular day?" responded the Rebbe. And he explained, "I became aware of a harsh decree being passed in Shemayim above on my son. And being that Simcha sweetens judgment, I called for the Kapelia. The Simcha helped, for his fall turned out much less than what had been planned for him. And to assure a complete recovery, I instructed that the festivities continue. With Hashem's help, he will recover completely." The Zohar says that the way one acts in this world is the way that he is dealt with above. If a person is happy and acts joyously, then his situation will improve. One Maitzoy Yom Kippur, the Baal Shem Tov went out with his chassidim to say Kiddush Levana, but the moon was concealed by the many clouds covering the sky. Returning to his room, the Baal Shem Tov immersed himself in davening, and with heartfelt crying, he begged that the moon be revealed. But the clouds did not part. The chassidim, waiting for their Rebbe, broke out in joyful dancing, thanking Hashem for the Yom Kippur they had properly spent. Soon the Baal Shem Tov, drawn by their simcha, joined them, and suddenly the clouds moved and the moon came out. With great simcha, the chassidim recited Kiddush Levana. Regarding this episode, the Baal Shem Tov would say, "What I could not bring about with my tefillas and yichudim, the chassidim were able to accomplish with the power of simcha." The holy tzaddik Reb Elimelech of Lizhensk would often perform various afflictions on himself, called sigufim, as a kapara, one of which was rolling in the snow without warm clothing. One cold winter night, while rolling in the snow, Reb Elimelech did not notice a nail sticking out from a board, for it was covered in snow, and he rolled over it, piercing his hand. When he arrived home, his relatives, seeing the hole in his hand, made a great tumult, and each gave their advice on how to stop the blood flow. Rabbi Elimelech's daughter, overhearing snippets of the discussion, thought they were discussing a hole in the wall, called out, "What's the big deal? Take some straw and stuff it up." Hearing this, everyone began laughing, and suddenly Rabbi Elimelech stopped bleeding. Having this distraction taken care of, he then returned to his avodah. He later explained that there had been a decree passed above, but through the simcha his daughter had caused, a simcha had been aroused above, nullifying the decree. A chassid once told the Tzemach Tzedek of the sadness he felt, and the Rebbe told him, "This is truly shocking, for when one says Shelo Yosani Goy in the morning and remembers that he is a Yid, this should give him sufficient simcha for the entire day." Once a Yid entered Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev's room and saw him dancing happily while saying Birchas HaShachar. "Why all the simcha?" he asked. Reb Levi Yitzchok answered, "When I came to the bracha of Shelo Yosani Goy, I thought about the great merit of being a Yid, and the possibility that it could have been otherwise." The Rebbe gave many reasons why one should have simcha. Hashem created him, he made him a Yid, he is always with him, he has given him so many things, as we say in Birchas HaShachar, for the ability one has to connect with him, and that we are heading towards Mashiach. A chassid once wrote to the Tzemach Tzedek that he has difficulty feeling simcha. The Rebbe responded, "The thought, speech, and action of a person have the greatest influence on his behavior. Therefore, one must make sure to only think thoughts that evoke happiness, to refrain from speaking about negative and dispiriting things, and behave in a joyful manner, even if he is currently not feeling so." To one person complaining about sadness, the Rebbe wrote that one should be so busy doing what needs to be accomplished that there be no time to think about sadness. Regarding one's worries, it is written in Mishlei, "The Agav V'lev Ish Yashchena." Rav Ami explains that this means one should remove the troubles from his mind, Yeschichena. And Rav Asi interprets it to mean that one should share with another, Yeschichena, with a sin. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Worry and sadness is the source for all klipas, and one cannot serve Hashem properly without simcha. The Yetzer Hara tries to persuade a person to be sad for failing to fulfill a certain chumrah, telling him that he has committed a serious aveda. The person must tell Yetzer Hara, "This is a trick to disturb my service of Hashem. For even if it is truly an aveda, it is more important to Hashem that I serve him with simcha." Chazal say, "Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha." The Rebbe explains that the simcha begins with learning Torah, which gladdens the heart, and then brings it into action through the performance of mitzvahs. This leads one to physical joy.